You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
the rain falls, bringing down the few leaves remaining on the late autumn trees here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find Steve and Sam Zucchini having a snack after school in the clubhouse kitchen.
You know, we got show and tell tomorrow on Miss Honeypepper's class, Steve. What are you going to bring in?
Well, I think maybe my model rocket ship that I just finished putting together.
Ooh, that'd be neat. I think I'm going to bring in some of those old coins Uncle Gordon gave us.
Ah.
Oh, would you please pass the juice?
Oh, sure, here you go.
Oh, thanks. Clubhouse phone.
Oh, I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Steve speaking.
Hello, this is Rennie Messenger from Square Records.
Oh, hello.
We were wondering if you Zucchinis are still interested in a record contract from Square Records.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely.
In order for us to give you a record contract, you would have to have a song that describes who you are. Do you have one of this description?
Oh, yes, we do.
Raised in the garden with other veggies. My mom's a summer squash. I got a cabbage patch dad. They're the best garden parents you ever did have. Zucchini, that's what we are, zucchini. Happy to be zucchini. That's what we are, zucchini.
Well, you can find us in the garden. You can find us in the store. We'll be lounging in the veggie section, right by the swinging doors.
We got some friends called the Tomato Twins. They got potato head cousins with big hairy chins. Zucchini, that's what we are, zucchini. Happy to be zucchini. That's what we are, zucchini. Some people call us crazy.
The life we lead on the road.
You're telling me.
As the Zucchini Brothers. I mean,
yeah.
People think it's easy, but you know.
It's not.
The questions that we hear, like, for instance, people want to know, are you guys really brothers? What do we usually say?
Yeah. We're sure not sisters, and we're definitely not mothers.
No, we're not the flying broccoli babies. We're the cauliflower kids. And we don't know how to juggle or hang from a trapeze while doing magic tricks.
Zucchini, that's what we are, zucchini.
to be a zucchini. That's what we are, zucchini.
Let's bring in the whole band.
Woo!
Bring it up now.
Zucchini.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we are, zucchini.
Woo!
Happy to be a zucchini. That's what we are, zucchini.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
I don't know about that Rennie Missinger. Do you really think he's interested in our music?
Well, he's interested, but I don't know if we're ever going to get a record contract.
Hmm. Hey, where's Jack?
Oh, he's in his room with Polly. He told me he was going to teach her how to sing and dance for show and tell in school tomorrow.
Uh-oh. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, be a lot easier just to show everyone how she can fetch a stick.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
fetch.
Spelling, please.
F-E-T-C-H.
Definition, please.
Verb, to go for and bring back. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are... retrieve.
Get the stick.
Obtain.
He's got it.
Summon.
Come here, please.
Call.
Polly.
Bring or draw forth.
Over here.
Sentence, please.
Mrs. Untermeyer here with a question for my dog. Ruffles, how would you like me to throw this stick so you can run and fetch it? I'll take that as a yes.
Song from the Beatles written about a dog.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, guys. Have I got a surprise for you? Guess what? You taught your dog to sing and dance.
How'd you know?
Sam told me.
Sam?
Well, he asked me what you were doing, but I told you to keep it a secret.
Sorry, I couldn't think of anything. I mean, what was I going to say? You were teaching Polly how to climb a tree?
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
It would be if it weren't raining outside.
And your dog is not a cat.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa!
Ever wonder why cats can climb trees, but dogs can't? The answer can be found in everyday science. Cats have amazingly flexible bodies designed for classic cat activities like crouching, springing, and stretching, not to mention climbing. Uh-oh, time for our feline friend to spring into action. Hear that? At rest, a cat's claws are retracted. But if it needs to do some quick climbing, a cat can whip those claws forward thanks to its flexible ligaments and tendons. When necessary, the ligaments on a cat's front toes can stretch 2.5 times their resting length for easy grabbing. As it climbs, a cat spreads its front toes and uses its claws like grappling hooks. As for its back legs, the strong muscles and hind feet help propel the cat up the tree. Man's best friend, however, has a different anatomy. A dog's feet and forelimbs aren't as flexible. They also lack retractable claws. So, like human nails, canine claws aren't much good for climbing. However, once up a tree, our cat now has a new problem. Getting down. The toes of its back feet are less flexible, so it's a little tougher to go in reverse. But a cat can always jump. Since it can rotate its hindquarters, it usually lands safely on all fours. Dogs can't do that either. Which makes our cat doggone lucky.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa,
whoa. Thanks for being a part of What's Everyday new? Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, making science make sense.
So do we get to see Polly sing and dance?
We're still working on it, but we'll have our routine perfected by tomorrow.
The only time I've seen her dance is when she wants to go outside.
It's really more like a bark and scratch.
All right, Polly, you can go out. Come back soon, it's raining.
Let me tell you about my dog, Sport. A regular dog, the usual sort. He likes to stay. We were in the backyard when it started to rain. The wind was blowing like a hurricane. The lightning flashed, the thunder growled. Sport just wagged his happy tail and howled. He said,
arr!
And I said,
let the dog go out.
Let the dog.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. We just heard a song from Joe McDermott at the top of the news today. Dogs. Are they really man's best friend? Not according to Pat at Pat's Pet Store. He feels there are a lot of other animals out there that could be contenders for the title. Coward O'Sell has the story. Coward?
Coward O'Sell here, live at Pat's Pet Store. Now, Pat, yes. Many of us grew up with the phrase, dog is man's best friend.
Well, this may be true, and there are many dogs I have known, some friendly, yes. But there are alternatives. Take a look in this tank over here.
Okay, well, all I see is grass and Oh, now I hear a cricket.
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
Of course, crickets are very easy to take care of. They're good listeners. But they do their fair share of talking, too.
Cricket is man's best friend. Very, very different, I will say.
Oh, you wanted something a little bigger?
Well, maybe, Pat, I don't think so. Not a tiger.
Oh, I know. Something a little friendlier.
A cow.
Yes. More maintenance, but very friendly.
Yeah. Well, folks, there you have it. Alternatives to dog is man's best friend. Speaking for me, I'll take the dog. Back to you, Bob.
Yes, a cow is not a human's best friend. A dog is. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Thanks, Bob. Fall is coming to a rainy end here in Zucchini Land. However, tomorrow promises to be a sunny one. Good day to walk a man's best friend. Back to you, Bob.
There's nothing like a dog. Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
There's nothing like a dog on which you can depend. A dog is always there to be your loyal friend. A dog will want to hear about your rotten day. And when you're feeling better, she'll always want to play. There's nothing like a dog. Nothing like a dog. But if you can't have a dog, there's always a hamster. If you have an allergy, a hamster's the answer. He stays up all night, keeping you awake, running his wheel and planning his escape. And when he's finally free, he'll hide in the couch, sit down to watch TV, little hamster teeth go ouch. But there's nothing like a dog when you are feeling down, when no one has the time, your dog's always around. At night when you are sleepy, he'll climb up on your bed, and you can fall scratching on his head. There's nothing like a dog, nothing like a dog. But if you can't have a dog, there's always a reptile, a lizard, or a gecko. It's sure to make your mom smile while you're around all day, basking in the sun. But when you want to play, he really isn't fun. Still, he probably won't get loose and bite you on the fanny. Put him to good use when you want to scare your granny. But there's nothing like a dog, just like Scooby-Doo, to go on an adventure, a big explore with you. And when you come home stinky, smelling like a hog, just give your mom a winky and blame it on your dog. There's nothing like a dog, nothing like a dog. But if you can't have a dog, there's always a tarantula if you live in an apartment, or even a big ranchula. Tarantulas are neat, they don't make any noise, they're really good for scaring naughty girls and boys. They don't need a leash, they don't need a collar.
I put it on his pillow. Now be quiet. Oh, this is gonna be so good. I wish I could take a picture. Right about now, it should be crawling right up.
There's nothing like a dog. Nothing like a dog.
That was a song from Judy Pancoast.
Guys, I wonder where Polly is. Oh. It's raining out, and she's been outside for quite a while now.
Maybe she's just nervous about her performance in Show and Tell tomorrow. Just wants some time to herself. I mean, the singing and dancing is kind of new to her. She never got to go to school for it or anything.
And now a commercial message.
What do dogs do on their day off? They lie around? Nope. That's their job. They go to waltzing school.
Waltzing school, waltzing school, waltzing school for dogs.
A dog lies around the house only because she doesn't have waltzing school to go to. Send her to waltzing school and she won't lie around the house.
Waltzing school for dogs.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Jack speaking.
Hey, Jack. It's Susan.
Oh, hi, Susan. Have you seen Polly? I let her out a while ago, and she hasn't come back.
Yes, I have. She's sitting out on our front porch watching the rainfall with my two cats, Puddin' and Pounce.
Phew, that's a relief. I was trying to teach Polly how to sing and dance for Show and Tell tomorrow,
but it wasn't going so well.
Why don't you bring in Polly, and I'll bring in my cats, and we'll show everybody how well they get along.
Yeah, all right.
All right, then. I'll bring in my animal friend, and you bring in your animal friend.
Here, Polly, come on.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Well, your dog's back safely, Jack.
Yeah. True, but I was kind of hoping to get her to dance for show and tell tomorrow.
Be happy for the little things. Yeah. Just a while ago, we were worried that she was missing.
And even though she won't dance tomorrow, she is a good dog.
Yeah, and she doesn't have fleas.
Freddy the dog, he's got fleas. Flamingos flying round, Freddy starts to sneeze.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Clubhouse phone.
Oh, I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Steve speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Hello?
Steve Zucchini, this is a Mavis Maffinger at Pets, plus a whole lot more. And we're offering a very special introductory price on our newest pet guide.
Wow.
For a limited time only, you can receive our new book, Your Alligator and You, by Regis Fejrock, for just $19.95. That's $19.95 off the original cover price of $19.95.
Well, we don't have an alligator yet, but we do have a dog.
Offer the customer another product.
Well, for an additional $19.95...
Amy the telemarketer, is this you?
No. This is a Mavis Muffin. How'd you know it was me?
Amy, we don't have an alligator, and I don't think we'll probably be getting one anytime soon. We already have our own dog, Polly, and we're teaching her to dance.
Tell the customer alligators are great dancers.
Maybe Polly needs a partner, because it just so happens that alligators are great dancers.
They are?
Actually, no. Alligators are not good dancers. Mm. But they're the subjects of our newest pet guide.
Hey, how about a song from Carole King?
A, alligators all around. B, bursting balloons. C,
that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like WHSS in Hamilton, Ohio.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,277.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini. Written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse Music Librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Well, that was a close one.
Yeah.
Glad you're back.
She's glad to be back, too.
She's hungry.
Oops, I shouldn't have said that.
Uh-huh.
Nice computer. Bet that cost a pretty penny.
It was free.
Did you steal it?
I volunteer at FreeGeek. For 24 hours of volunteer service, you get a free computer. They take people's old computers, no matter how old, and fix them up, sell them at their thrift store, or recycle the parts.
How did you help with that? You don't know anything about computers.
That's not nice.
But it's true.
You don't need to know anything about computers. Anyone can volunteer.
Even you?
Yes, but through FreeGeek, I've been taking computer workshops. You'd be surprised at what I know. I'll show you the website right now, freegeekvancouver.org.
Very cool.
FreeGeek provides a place for